Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the leftover night of free speech, because we're just going to throw some things in there, go to look around the back of the refrigerator, see what's there, warm something up, stick something in the microwave, and see what comes out. There's a lot going on. I will get to a lot, but go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed fundage. Okay, so we're going to get to a bunch of stuff. There's the Kanye cost. It's still going on. The Kanye cost, not to be confused with the corona apocalypse, but you know, we need snappy terms for things. The Kanye cost. It's like the Holocaust, only real. It's a joke. It's funny. Okay. So, you know, it's gone from Kanye West, and it's catching on. Then you had Jason Whitlock and Kyrie Irving, Dave Chappelle. I mean, they all crossed the line. And then some lesser-known people, a black guy on a cryptocurrency podcast. I don't know his name, but you got the blacks, and they're talking about the Jews because the whites are too. I want to say something in Ebonics, but none of those words are actually allowed on RFN. RFN. What the heck am I saying? RBN. And so you'll just have to use your imagination. The Jews are talking about it, the Jews. And for the most part, they're freaking out. Now, one person who is trying to be the the whiny voice of reason. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes they're kind of whiny. I mean, think of Woody Allen. Think of Woody Allen. So the whiny voice of reason, John Stewart. So John Stewart went on the Colbert show, whatever it's called, the late night show with Stephen Colbert, the former comedian, and they had a little talk. I only listened to about the first 30 seconds of it, but I did read about it, and so I'm going to play it for you so we can enjoy it together. It takes a little bit of time. Maybe I'll edit some of it out. But let's just see how it goes. Okay? All right.
Why are they leaving? Hey, everybody. We're back here with the host of The Problem with John Stewart. John Stewart. John Stewart.
I want to talk to you about something. We you and I had a fascinating conversation last week. It was actually, I think it was the day after the election. I think it was Wednesday, because I called you up on the drive-in to go, hey, how about that last night? Not what we thought. Like, wasn't a rising tide of fascism. Perhaps the tide wasn't as rising as fast as we thought. Kind of nice, everything. But got to say, though, not great to see a lot of sort of updrafting of some, you know, casual anti-Semitism or some sort of old kind of Kabbalistic conspiracy theories out there. And you were like,
Jews are... So last week, it was after there was the Kanye situation, then obviously the Kyrie situation. And after the Kyrie situation, Kyrie Irving, on Twitter was trending, the Jews. It was just the words, the Jews, trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so it was bittersweet. Because it's always nice to trend on Twitter. I mean, that...
It's never bad.
It's never bad, but it's never... I knew that if I checked it, it wasn't going to be like, the Jews bought everyone ice cream. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be...
Yes. The Jews, ABC's new hit sitcom.
That's right. But because it was Kyrie and it was about the Nets, the Jews was trending under sports, which, for us... Never happened before.
Yeah. Sandy Koufax and then this.
Sandy Koufax, then it was like 50 years, and then this trended. It's, look, I'm, you know, as our spokes Jew, and we hear you, the people out there, and we know, you know, the power and control that the Jews have collectively, because that's how we wield it.
Sure. It's all a unanimous decision.
Correct. I'm not on all the committees, but And I don't know who ended Kanye's Adidas deal. That wasn't my committee. I'm on oil prices and bagel flavors. I do bagel flavors. By the way, and I say this to all you out there who enjoy bagels, Blueberry was a rogue committee. That was not us. I don't know where that came from. But in terms of controlling, obviously, the world, sorry. It's my hope in my lifetime, and we hear this, but it is my sincere hope that in my lifetime I do get to see a Christian president. I think America's ready for it. To see a president stand up and swear in, maybe on, and I say this with no regret, on a Bible. Jews have controlled it for too long. And so it would be our honor to allow you one four-year term. Well, just,
how about some cabbage?
It's really fascinating. The you know, first of all, the Kanye thing, I think everybody, he can be erratic and he says things, and that didn't surprise me. The Kyrie thing surprised me a bit. You don't expect to get it from someone named Irving. Really thought he was one of ours.
Well... you're very generous. You're very generous, I gotta say.
Thank you. I'm very glad everybody wants to say now. Now, everybody obviously calls me and you say, like, did you see Dave on SNL? And I'm like, yes, we're very good friends. I always watch and send nice texts. He normalized anti-Semitism with the monologue. And I'm like, I don't know if you've been on comment sections on most news articles, but it's pretty normal. Like, anti-Semitism, I mean, as you know, it's incredibly normal. But the one thing I will say is, I don't believe that censorship and penalties are the way to end anti-Semitism or to not gain understanding. I don't believe in that. And I think it's the wrong way for us to approach it. Kyrie Irving, they suspended him from playing basketball. If you want to punish this man, send him to the Knicks. I think that would be... I look at it like this. Anti-Semitic? Perhaps. But he can create his own shot. And that's what we're looking for. No, but in all seriousness, you know, penalizing somebody for having a thought, I don't think is the way to change their minds or gain understanding. I think that would be... Because I look at it like this. Anti-Semitic? Perhaps. But he can create his own shot. And that's what we're looking for. No, but in all seriousness, you know, penalizing somebody for having a thought, I don't think is the way to change their minds or gain understanding. This is a grown-ass man. And the idea that you would say to him, we're going to put you in a timeout. You have to sit in the corner and stare at the wall until you no longer believe that the Jews control the international banking system. Like, we have to get past this in the country, the ability to... Look, people think this. People think Jews control Hollywood. People think Jews control the banks. And to pretend that they don't, and to not deal with it in a straightforward manner, we will never gain any kind of understanding with each other.
Well, what do you imagine a more straightforward manner would
ho,
be?
Ho, ho,
because
ho.
People have the right to say whatever they want. I've said that, you know.
He just said
also, any comic has the right to say anything they want, and they'll probably find an audience for that. Mm-hmm. And that's been borne out the last few years.
Right.
But so what is the response? What is the response? So, because people have the right to have a negative reaction to what people say on stage. I've gotten it a million times. You've gotten it a million times.
Sure.
So what do you saying if people perceive anti-Semitism in someone's in what Kyrie Irving posts,
right,
or what Kanye says, or what Dave said on Saturday night, what do you think a good response would be?
I think just reflexively naming things anti-Semitism is as reductive as some of the things that they might be saying. It immediately shuts down a conversation.
I would say that people said that they perceived a promulgation of, even if with a comedic intention, a promulgation of anti-Semitic tropes. That doesn't mean the person is an anti-Semite.
Comedy is reductive. And I think part of what it is we play with tropes because everyone has prejudice in their lives and in the way that they view things. And comics rely on those prejudices as a shorthand for our material. Even the wokest of comics plays with tropes to a certain extent. But my point is, the most interesting thing to come out of this, in my mind, was something Kanye said on his tour that he was doing after he said that, and then he got interviewed by five, you know, different people, because the media model is arson and conflict. He said something fascinating in my mind. He said, hurt people hurt people. And if the point of all this is then to heal people, the only way to heal a wound is to open it up and cleanse it. And that stings. That hurts. But you have to expose it to air. And I'm afraid that the general tenor of conversation in this country is cover it up, bury it, put it to the outskirts, and don't deal with it. And what I would say is, you know, look at it from a black perspective. It's a culture that feels that its wealth has been extracted by different groups, whites, Jews, things. Whether it's true or not isn't the issue. That's the feeling in that community. And if you don't understand that that's where it's coming from, then you can't deal with it. And you can't sit down with them and explain that being in an industry isn't the same as having a nefarious and controlling interest in that industry and intention, right? And that's been the anti-Semitic trope. But you need to be able to meet people from what their community is feeling as well.
He's explaining it.
In terms of dealing with it, as saying, for the way you might be able to deal with it is to say, okay, let me try and understand why you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to deconstruct.
That's right.
With facts, why that is not the case.
That's right. But if you can't do that, if you're not allowed to say it, you know, Dave said something in the SNL monologue that I thought was instructive as well, which he says it shouldn't be this hard to talk about things. And that is what we're talking about. Look, I can't pretend that there aren't a ton of people in this country and this world who believe that the Jews have an unreasonable amount of control over the systems and they wield it as puppet masters. I'm called anti-Semitic because I'm against Israel's treatment of Palestinians. I'm called other things from other people based on other opinions that I have. But those shut down debate. They're used as a cudgel. And whether it be comedy or discussion or anything else, if we don't have the wherewithal to meet each other with what's reality, then how do we move forward is my question. But I don't enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. You know, when people I admire, whose music I like or things like that, come out and say, how many of you are in show? But, you know, here's the deal. We have our own tropes, like a white person's success is because of privilege. A minority's success is empowerment. A Jew's success, well, that's a conspiracy. You feel that. I feel that. But I have to be able to express that to people. If I can't say that's bull and explain why, then where do we go? And if we all just shut it down, then we retreat to our little corners of misinformation and it metastasizes. And the whole point of all this is to not let it metastasize and to get it out in the air and talk about it. Like I know you don't like Jews. I see it in your eyes.
Just one of you.
No, I mean, the other side of it is, you know, look, if you don't want us around, write your own Broadway shows.
Well, John.
Does that make sense? I know you disagree with this.
You know what, John? I don't disagree with you.
Really?
Oh, as I said to
you. Are you Stephen Colbert?
Yes. I don't
disagree. With the blue check system that Elon Musk has, I don't know who's who anymore.
I don't disagree with you, John. I just wanted to say that I condemn anti-Semitism in all of its forms, and I stand with all of my friends in the Jewish community. A counterpoint. We have to take another break.
All right.
We'll be
right
back with more, Mr. John Stewart.
All right, what the heck.
So, that's that. Was it good? Was it interesting? It was hard to record, I'll tell you that much. Okay, how much time do we have left? All right, let's dissect it for the next few minutes. So, I don't know if you caught it. I tried to scream it out. Jon Stewart said, he said, you know, somebody says that the Jews control Hollywood and the Jews control banking, and you just pretend it's not true and call them anti-Semites, that that's not helpful. Well, she said something along those lines. Maybe I'll go back and replay it. But that was a big deal. I don't know if he meant to say that, and I don't know if people really caught it. But he basically, not basically, he did just say that Jews control banking in Hollywood. Well, they obviously control Hollywood. Banking, you know, the thing about banking, there are some big Japanese banks, big Chinese banks that don't have a whole lot of Jewish involvement in them, probably some big Arab banks. So, obviously they've got an awful lot of power, an awful lot of banking power. I just don't know if it's as much of a preponderance as their position in Hollywood. All right. Anyway, I ran out of batteries, so I'm back. And you know, a lot of people don't know this, but actually, I'm really tired of talking about the Jews. Somebody's got to do it. Anyway, Jon Stewart. I know he's subversive, and I always considered him probably be the number one person to normalize the gay marriage. Maybe that's just because I was in the aughts. I was watching him on a nightly basis. He was funny. He made me mad. I honestly always thought that Craig Kilborn was funnier. Craig Kilborn did The Daily Show. He was the original host. And then they did Jon Stewart came in and did it for a long time. And then Trevor Noah, the part Jew, part Bushman. And I say that literally. I mean, his mother, I think his mother is half Jewish and half some South African tribe, but it's a South African tribe that speaks in click languages. And any tribe that speaks in click languages is at least part Bushman. There's no getting around that. So, and then his father is Swiss.
You've got the magic touch. Ooh. It makes me glow so much. Ooh. It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm. Ooh. It's like a alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch.
Tuesday is Election Day, so let's talk about American elections and democracy. I'm Peter Serafin. This week's Liberty Minute brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Heirs Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Right on out of my arms, still I feel the thrill of your wonderful charms. Lips that once were mine, tender arms that charm. Baby, and I'll see you in my dreams, and I'll see you in my dreams.
Languages, and any tribe that speaks in click languages as is at least part Bushman. There's no getting around that. So, and then his father is Swiss. So, there you go. I don't know who they're going to get, or if they're just going to can the show. I used to watch it when Jon Stewart was on. I watched a little bit of Trevor Noah, and I used to watch Stephen Colbert. He was the guy that Jon Stewart was talking to in that clip, the former comedian. I used to watch him back when he was a comedian, and he was quite funny. But you know, now he's just 100% paid shill, and whatever. Anyway, I'm not saying that, like, Jon Stewart was emerging as... Well, I mean, he kind of was a voice of reason, is saying that shutting up people, shutting down people, canceling them, impoverishing them because they say Jews are powerful. Yeah, obviously, that's not the right thing to do. So, he says he's against censorship. I don't know if he was against censorship. Because the censorship's been going on for an awfully long time.
And where has he been? I don't know. But anyway, let's move on now. Let's move on. So,
the elections, I haven't talked an awful lot about them. The Real Clear Politics, just within the past couple of hours, as I record this on Wednesday night, the Real Clear Politics, it called the 218th seat for the Republicans, 209 for the Democrats. There's still another 8 to be decided. And I looked down at the list. It'll probably be 3 for Republicans, 5 for Democrats. It could go a little bit differently. That would give Republicans 221 and the Democrats 114. All right. Now, Nancy Pelosi's old, and she's obviously not going to be the speaker anymore. Presumably, Kevin McCarthy would be the speaker, but the he was favorite to become the speaker once before, and he was blocked, and they made Paul Ryan the speaker instead. And it could happen again, because it would only take a few Republicans to object to him. We'll see. But the thing is, Nancy Pelosi has hinted that if the Democrats don't control the Congress, or the House of Representatives, which they're not going to, and she's no longer Speaker, she may just retire. Well, if she retires, then maybe there would be a special election a year from now, but her seat would be vacant for a while. Could they have a special election next spring at primary time? I don't know, but it's possible her seat could be vacant. But there's more fun. Wait, there's more. The Biden is about to turn 80, and he's not doing well. Everybody knows it. He got sick overseas. He was in Indonesia. I guess did he get sick in Indonesia, or did he get sick in Malaysia while he was on his way? But he got sick. He's not doing well. Will he last his term? I don't know. I suppose it's possible. For chlamydia, and we haven't talked much about her lately, the ideal thing would be for the Brandon to resign immediately at, like, January 21st. If it was before January 20th, then she could fill out his term, serve out the rest of his term, and then run for re-election once. But if it was after January 20th, according to the 25th Amendment, the 25th Amendment? The one that's the term limits? No, it's not the 25th Amendment. Is it the 24th Amendment? That sets the term limits for the president. And is that which one it is? Anyway, that would be, she could serve out the rest of the Biden's term and then do 2 for herself.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Understand the magic that you do. You're my dream.
Could serve out the rest of the Biden's term and then do 2 for herself. But here's the thing. If she becomes, I don't know what her pronouns are, but if it becomes president, then the vice presidency is vacant. If the vice presidency is vacant, then neither side, and if J.J. Walker wins the Senate runoff, then you would have 50-50. It would be an even split in the Senate, which would be kind of funny. Then they'd have to fight over it. And, J.J. Walker's in really good shape, so presumably he'd become the the leader of the Senate. He'd become the Kang. He'd become the Kang of the Senate. That's why we should all go out and support J.J. Walker, the running back in Georgia. So, there's more. With the Republicans in charge of the House of Representatives, they can do, like, impeachment proceedings. And that would be fun. They're not actually going to be able to remove anybody from office because you'd need 67 votes in the Senate, and obviously they're not going to get that. But it would be fun to have impeachments against, I think first person should be Merrick Garland, then Alejandro Mayorkas, both Jews, by the way. That would be fun. And maybe, you know, just start going at it. Janet Yellen, why not? Just start going after these people that have a bunch of impeachment proceedings. It's a party. Okay, I'll be back in a little bit. Hey, gang, welcome back to another... Oh, wait, no, just welcome back to the show. Okay, anyway, so this is a little bit disjointed. You will notice that this is a Platters-themed show. Why? Because I think this is Black Celebrity Appreciation Month. That's what Jeremy dubbed it. And that's what we're doing here. Saying thank you to the black celebrities who are talking about Jews. Oh yes. Okay. Well, there are other things going on. As I guess I was talking about, I don't even remember what I was talking about before, but the Republicans have captured the House of Representatives this morning. This is overnight. I recorded the first half of the show last night. Now it's the morning. Anyway, what you had this morning was a press conference by some leading Republicans who are going to be heads of committees and whatnot, and they are talking about investigating Hunter Biden, or, you know, the affairs around Hunter Biden that will necessarily get to Hunter Biden. And I'm just going to play you this. Maybe it's not the most informative or educational minute and 51 seconds, but I think, you know, just this kind of is going to set the tone. There are, you know, people say, oh, we can't vote our way out of it. Whatever. We can't Fed post our way out of this. There's a lot of things. The Republicans aren't going to save us, but the Republicans in control of the House of Representatives can hold hearings, and they can expose a lot of stuff that we've been trying to get exposed. You know, it's certain things like the Hunter Biden stuff. Is it the most important thing in the world? No, but it's something. It's something, and, you know, also it helps expose the complete dishonesty of the media. Now, the Republicans aren't going to say it, but it's, you know, it is a Jewish media. But the black celebrities will say it. I'm sorry, did I shout? All right, the black celebrities will say it, which is why this is Black Celebrity Appreciation Month. Anyway, here's Jim Jordan.
Had access to, when it's all about the legislative purposes. Courts, Supreme Court's been clear, that's where we got to focus. And I would just argue fundamentally it's about the First Amendment, that the idea they were suppressing critical information that the country should have had access to. They did it literally 15 days before. And you tell me, what in the report that Mr. Comer and the team has put together is Russian disinformation? That was all BS, and everyone knows it was BS, and frankly, should have known it at the time, and I think did know it at the time, but did it anyway. So that's the legislative purpose that we got to get to. So we don't know where that's going to go. That's what we're trying to do.
Mr. Comer. Yeah, some Republicans have questioned the timing of this. Why make this your very first visible order of business investigating President Biden and his family?
If you look at the Commitment to America, there were four tenets of that. The fourth was to hold this administration accountable. That's the job of the Oversight Committee. I know some of the media said, well, this is what the Republicans, their whole sole focus is. This is the focus of the Oversight Committee. Now, I know Kevin said the first legislation we're going to vote on is to repeal the 87,000 IRS agents, to reduce the size of the government, because that's tackling inflation. We have inflation because the Democrats have spent too much money. So we have a agenda, and we're focused on a lot of things in Congress, but from the Oversight Committee, we're in charge of investigations. We feel that this is of the utmost importance.
And to follow up, do you expect cooperation from the Biden administration and when it comes to the Justice Department, which is also investigating Hunter Biden?
All right. Anyway, yeah, the Justice Department investigation of anything is a joke. The Justice Department's been investigating January 6th, so it's a joke. So this is something. Where would a Hunter Biden laptop investigation go to? Well, you think back on it. I mean, there's a lot of places it can go to. So one is that the entire first impeachment, and remember, the first impeachment was over the Ukrainian phone call. The phone call to great leader Vladimir Zelensky. There had been a that whole Mueller probe, which did not lead to an impeachment. The Mueller probe just came up short. They filed a report, and that was that. And as soon as they filed the report, then all of a sudden, Donald Trump had committed treason by calling Vladimir Zelensky just after his election to congratulate him. And, by the way, say that then former Vice President Biden had been involved in some corrupt stuff in Ukraine that the Ukrainians should look into, that Zelensky should look into. That was the call. Well, at that point in time, the FBI already had possession of Hunter laptops. Hunter laptops. Biden. They had his Biden, and what was on Hunter laptops? Biden was a whole bunch of evidence showing that yes, indeed, they had been doing corrupt dealings in Ukraine. It was obvious. I mean, remember, Biden himself was bragging about it, bragging about having gone over to Ukraine. And remember, the Biden was Obama's, as Stephen F. Cohen described him, his viceroy for Ukraine. He was the point man for Ukraine. He didn't know much. So Victoria Nuland was actually doing the policy. But the Biden was just taking advantage of his position in order to enrich himself and his family. And it was clear enough from things like the Biden's not his news conference. I think he was speaking to Harvard University Kennedy School. He was speaking to somebody. You know, he's got the foot and mouth disease. He blurts things out, and he was talking about having been to Ukraine, and you know, with the prospect of a few billion dollars in aid. But he said, "Well, you're not getting that aid until you fire such and such prosecutor." Well, this is the prosecutor that had been looking into Burisma, the energy company that was paying Hunter Biden $1 million a year for not doing anything, you know. So there was this stuff going on. It was real stuff going on, and this will be. I mean, it's not really below the surface. It's already stuff that's known. And a lot of other stuff can be dragged up by this hearing. Now, where is it going to go? Well, one place it could go would be to show the corruption of the FBI, which withheld this evidence, this exculpatory evidence, the whole way through that first impeachment. They withheld exculpatory evidence. Is that what you call it? I think that's what you call it. And, you know, so there's the Justice Department there. Of course, the Justice Department nowadays with the FBI, the FBI is being used as a Gestapo. They're going against the Biden and his administration's enemies, right? Donald Trump.
So it can go in that direction. I'd love to see impeachment proceedings against Merrick Garland. I think he should be the first person. I think Homeland Security, too. Alejandro Mayorkas, I think he'd be a good target. But it's also going to bring out all this embarrassing stuff about the Biden. And, of course, you know, what types of things are on this laptop besides evidence of corruption? Well, like, there's a whole lot of film, we call it film, video, of the Biden, the Hunter, Hunter laptop. There's a whole lot of video of him having sex with prostitutes and taking drugs. Now, I know somebody who did some investigatory work showing that on one of these escapades where Hunter had this, late night drugged up sex orgy in the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, I think it was the Mayflower in Washington, D.C., that same night, his teenage niece, and you could even say stepdaughter, because he was shacked up with the niece's mother. He was shacked up with his dead brother's widow, okay? He left his own wife for his dead brother's Jewish wife. Now he's left her, and he's got his own Jewish wife, a Jewish wife of his own. But at any rate, this niece was spending the night at the exact same hotel. So what's going on there? I mean, there's so much. And this could be such a major embarrassment. And Biden, of course, is old and senile, and everybody knows it. He could wind up resigning. I don't know. I'm not saying he could be impeached, but you never know. There will be impeachment proceedings against the Biden. This is going to lead to impeachment proceedings against the Biden. Now, an impeachment is easy to get. So we've had the impeachment against Andrew Jackson. We had the impeachment against Bill Clinton. And now, over the past, two or three years, we've had two impeachments against Donald Trump. So an impeachment will be easy to get, even if you have Adam Kling, or what's his name? Adam Klingon? What's his name? Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger, who is like the worst of the worst. He's technically a Republican, but, whatever. Even without him, the Republicans will probably have 221, 222. If they lose, and Nancy Pelosi might be resigning too, as I mentioned earlier. So they'll probably get the impeachment. Then there will be a Senate trial. And is the Senate trial going to go anywhere? I mean, the thing is, you need 67. So it's not as if I expect the Biden to be removed by a Senate trial. But what happened with Richard Nixon, who didn't get, the impeachment proceedings, articles of impeachment were being drawn up, but they never got to the actual impeachment in the House of Representatives, because he did the math and saw that there was going to be enough Republican senators going against him. I don't know how many senators the Democrats had. They had, in 1974, they had control of the Senate. They might have had 55, 56 senators. I don't know. There were enough Republican senators who had made it clear, either publicly or privately, that they were going to vote against Nixon, that Nixon saw the writing on the wall and he resigned. With the Biden, he might be better off. He might decide, and the people around him might decide, it's better off for him to resign, get a pardon from chlamydia, and then whatever. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But these are the types of things that could happen. And they're going to make things fun. It will be fun. There is value in the Republicans having gained control of the House of Representatives. This business about, if we can't vote our way out of this, that there's no point in voting at all, and we just got to start Fed posting. Because let's face it, nobody, none of these boomers, none of these people, none of these Fed posters, A, they're not going to shoot. They're not going to start shooting. And B, there will be, you know, from time to time, crazy people who shoot.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams mistletoe. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
A, they're not going to shoot. They're not going to start shooting. And B, there will be, you know, from time to time, crazy people who shoot. And that does us incredible damage. Incredible damage. So this, all this business, all this Fed posting is so retarded. We can't vote our way out of it. Nobody's saying that we have to, well, maybe somebody is, I don't know. I'm not saying we vote our way out of it, but voting is part of it. The these wonderful black celebrities are a big part of it, because all this stuff is going to be going on, hopefully, amidst a backdrop of black celebrities talking about Jewish power. And then maybe there will be some brave whites who will start talking about it. John Stewart said what he had to say. Now, Jerry Seinfeld, I didn't listen to this, but if you look at the Daily Stormer this morning, there's a big article. I guess the main article is Andrew Anglin writing about Jerry Seinfeld saying we need a conversation. And he seems to think that there's something significant about Jerry Seinfeld saying we need a conversation. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. But the thing is, maybe we're going to have a conversation. The thing is, whites aren't going to be leading the conversation. We might get into it, but we're not leading it. You do have people on RBN and, you know, Dr. Duke and Nick Fuentes and Andrew Anglin, people on our fringe who are, coming up with a lot of information and talking points and whatever, but our voices don't get heard in the mainstream. But, the black celebrities are being heard and being talked about. Who knows? Will Tucker say anything ever? Well, he's already contributed to the extent he had Kanye on his show early on, and he has two of these black celebrities on, Jason Whitlock, who's already crossed the red line, and Candace Owens, who's standing at the brink of the red line. What about Joe Rogan? What about Donald Trump himself, or the Tesla guy, Elon Musk? Things could happen. All right. Well, I guess that's it for this show. Maybe a little disjointed, but it's fun. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. Dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, blue moon, moon, blue moon, dip a dip a dip, moon, 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 blue moon, dip a dip a dip, moon, 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 dip a dip a dip, bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb, dang a dang dang, ding a dong, blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Dang a dang dang, ding a dong. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.